Live from the Next Title Studio, this is News Talk 670 KBOI. If you're talking about it,
they're getting nervous, and they should be nervous.
You know, I kind of disagree with what you're saying.
We're talking about it.
You know, I think it's kind of great that you guys have that duality.
This is Idaho Talks Live with Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
Well, after pretty good reports of profits, etc., over the Christmas holidays, there appears to be some hangover here, especially among some big box stores. Now, yesterday we heard about Macy's, and this morning, Sears. My wife actually told me, she said, Sears is in trouble. Mm-hmm. They're going to close 150 more stores.
Well, you know, and Sears and Kmart are owned by the same company now.
Yeah.
And a bunch of Kmart's closed recently.
Yeah.
So company probably not doing all that well.
No, not doing all that well at all. Department store chain Sears Holdings seeking to stem its bleeding by closing another 150 stores. 108 of them are Kmart's.
Wow.
Including 108 Kmart locations and selling its Craftsman brand.
Serious?
To raise cash.
Wow, they've never, well, obviously they've never done that before.
No.
You can only sell it once, I guess.
Didn't they? They sold the J.C. Higgins brand, though, didn't they? A while back?
Not sure.
Which was their sporting goods brand? The ailing retailer said Thursday it had reached a deal to sell the Tools brand, which is probably the best thing they have going, the Craftsman stuff, to Stanley Black & Decker for a net present value of $900 million.
That's funny. I was just thinking, and I didn't know the story. Yeah. I was just thinking, you know, what are the best tools? Well, probably Craftsman or maybe Stanley. And then you said, well, Stanley's buying Craftsman now.
Yeah, exactly. The $900 million includes future royalty payments. The move came several months after Sears put the Craftsman, Kenmore, and Die Hard brands up for sale.
Wow.
As it seeks an elusive turnaround. The company said that late Tuesday it would close 108 Kmart stores and 42 Sears stores, calling it a difficult but necessary step as we take actions to strengthen the company's operations and fund its transformation. Now, I have to admit, I haven't been in a Kmart store since the one on Emerald Street was open, and that was 20 years ago, maybe longer.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
The one down just down by Americana.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, yeah, that's been about 20 years ago. It turned into some office, turns into office buildings.
Yeah, it's been, it was a post office thingy for a while, and then a call center for a while. I don't know what it is now.
I haven't been to
I don't think there are any more left.
I haven't been to one since the one up there at Fairview and 5 Mile.
Yeah.
That was the big one. Yeah, that's not far from where I live, and they closed some time back.
Yeah, that was a big Kmart store, whatever
big
they called
Kmart.
It.
That's exactly
big,
what they called
Big Kmart. Since I never shopped them, how do they, what's the difference between them and Walmart, and why is Walmart so successful and Kmart not?
You know, I don't know. I've never gone and comparison shopped at the two places.
Yeah.
But Walmart seems to be doing just fine.
Yeah. Well, they're actually doing very, very well. Sears also announced yesterday it had landed access to $500 million in secured loans provided by Sears CEO and Chairman Edward Lampert's ESL Investments.
Do tell.
Lampert has invested heavily in Sears.
I like to loan myself money for a price.
Yeah, as he attempts to revitalize the retailer. I wonder if he can set the rate on those loans. Sears shares rose 3.4% to $10.77. Stanley Black & Decker stock rose 2.4% to $119. Taken together, the steps reflect Sears' latest bid to stay afloat in a retail market that is weakening big box chains, including competitors such as Macy's and Kohl's. Now, Macy's yesterday announced 68 stores. will close or have already closed and will cut 6,200 jobs.
Yeah, they're going to close 100 stores in all.
Mm-hmm.
Yesterday they gave the names of the 68 stores or the 68 locations. One of those is in Nampa over at the Gateway Center.
Yeah, the Gateway Center, the mall.
Which is too bad. I mean, that's huge, you know, over there.
Yeah, and it's a nice store, but as they say in the business, an underperformer.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah.
It was interesting yesterday, you know, when it was in the middle of the huge snowstorm and we were finally, you know, home and we're no longer stuck in the middle of our own street. We sat there and I got on Twitter because I wanted to see what people were saying about the snow in the area and, you know, Twin Falls and Boise. And I got a tweet that said the mall was closing.
Yeah.
Boise Town Square was going to go ahead and close so everybody could get home. And they told people not to come to the mall. And later there was a tweet from somebody who worked at Macy's at the mall who said that the entire mall was closed except Macy's, which was open. And then just a few minutes after that, there was a tweet from Macy's organization that said, oh, by the way, we're closing the Nampa store.
Yeah. The thing I liked about the mall closing was somebody ran out and wrote snow day in the parking lot. Thought that was pretty cool. KBOI News Time is 8:45. Speaking on business, listen each Tuesday and Thursday, 7 to 8 a.m. and 5 to 6 p.m. on KBOI. For Speaking on Business, sponsored by Zions Bank, we haven't forgotten who keeps us in business. Here's Ron.
ACHD has had the plows running all night long, but getting out of your driveway might be a bigger concern. We'll explain coming up on 670 KBOI.
This is Idaho Talks Live. Today at 1, listen to Savage on 670 KBOI.
It's the name of my autobiography, Plowed in Boise. Actually,
you may want to think about that.
My road was plowed, and we had Craig Quintana from ACHD on yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, we'll put you on for a half an hour if you'll plow my road. I didn't say that. But anyway, I know why they plow my road now. Because A, it's a feeder road.
Right.
And B, it's more than 6% grade.
Oh, yeah, good point.
So that's why.
So it's hazardous if you don't plow it.
And,
right?
And everybody's going, well, you've north end elitist, rada, rada, rada. And I'm going, you know, I just assumed they wouldn't plow it because every time they do, they put a big berm of snow at the bottom of my driveway.
Mm-hmm.
I got stuck in there this morning. I had to wake my wife up and have her push me. No, I didn't. I didn't.
Well, yeah. I thought it was interesting.
Even I am smarter than that.
When right after we talked to Craig Quintana yesterday, somebody wrote in and said that, there are a lot of vehicles out there with plows on them. I mean, obviously, they go to every parking lot. But they said that, and you know, if you just try to plow a street yourself, you'll get a ticket or they'll take away your vehicle or something like that. And I thought, well, you know, this guy might know what he's talking about. And then we heard Craig say later, and we just had it in the news a little bit ago.
Six road
that,
drivers.
That if you do want to plow your own road, do call the ACHD to tell them your plans and, you know, tell them what kind of equipment you have and stuff. But they'll let you do it.
Yeah.
They aren't necessarily opposed to that.
And he also said,
as long as you know what you're doing.
He also said, and we had some tweets yesterday about people who have done that. They have hired somebody like, I don't know, do you live in the cul-de-sac?
No.
No, but see, people who live in cul-de-sacs would hire somebody to plow out their cul-de-sac.
Right.
Each house would put in $20 or however they did it. Okay, anyway, back to stores. Stores in trouble. Stores who have closed a bunch include Walmart, Kmart, JCPenney's.
Yeah, that's true. Well, JCPenney, what was that, a couple of years ago, they started to change their image.
Yeah, and that didn't work.
They said, we're going to have low prices from now on. We're not going to have any sales. And then they found out that
sales
were the biggest reason people went to JCPenney.
Yeah, exactly. Macy's has also, The Gap, Aeropostale, is that how you say that?
Yeah. Malls.
Finish Line.
Must be having a difficult time.
Sears.
Now, there are openings
in the Boise Mall.
And a lot of this is due to the prevalence of Amazon.
Mm-hmm. No question.
Like this season, if you didn't want to get out into the weather, you could do all your Christmas shopping on Amazon.
See, I love to go to malls, though. But they're
well, I know. You like the Christmas spirit, and you like the Christmas season, and, you know, people saying Merry Christmas and all the decorations and stuff. It's great. But, you know, shut-ins, I guess, you know, they used to have somebody take them to the mall. Now they just don't go.
There used to be a big, beautiful mall. Can't think of the name of it, in Phoenix, right off Interstate 10. It was gorgeous. And over the course of 2 years, it went from a great mall with anchor stores to basically...
thrift stores and
thrift stores,
places to buy Spanish music.
Yeah, Spanish music, Mexican food, et cetera. And no more... neon lights, whatever.
Yeah.
Just painted signs. And it was really depressing.
Well, and like, you know, half the
movie theater was closed.
Half the stores with a chain cage in front of there.
Exactly. You couldn't get into them at all. The fountains, you know, that used to be so prominent and stuff, all shut off. It was really depressing. And that's been 8-10 years ago, maybe.
Mm-hmm.
And now there are some new. Malls like the Village down south where the malls are basically outdoors and you can kind of wander back and forth. And those are pretty nice.
Based on the parking lots at the Village is doing well.
Yeah. So do you think that malls are going to go, are going to be a thing of the past?
I don't know.
Big box stores be a thing of the past?
Kind of depends on how they adapt and change.
That's very true.
Okay, was it Arizona Mills?
No.
It wasn't? Okay.
I can't remember that.
I'm just guessing.
Huge mall. And I'm far bigger than any mall in the state of Idaho. And, I mean, it was two floors. Took you forever to go through there.
Oh, wow.
Took you a whole day to go through there. Huge food court, movie theaters, fountains, all gone.
Was it Paradise Valley Mall?
Nope. That's still there. Yeah. Paradise Valley Mall is the best golf shop in America.
Is that right?
Yeah. It's 8:56. We'll be back. Talk about other things, maybe things more uplifting, after a news break at the top of the hour. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
With Chris Walton and Paul J. Schneider on the News and Talk of Idaho, 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. KBOI News Time, 9:07 on a Thursday morning. Let's go to the phones and Chris of Boise. The phones aren't working. What'd you do over there? I don't know. Can you answer it over there? Somebody's messed with the phones.
Now it's going to be lost.
I'll try now. Yeah. Nope. Well.
Headphones are working, just not the telephones.
Now try.
Okay.
Yep.
Hey.
Chris, how are you?
I'm doing fine. You can tell your call screener I'm from Boston. Just to annoy him, I heard the whole thing.
Nice.
Perfect.
What's the name of that movie? What's the name?
Manchester by the Sea.
Have you seen Manchester by the Sea?
Yeah, I was going to quote something, but I didn't want to annoy him anymore. In the Boston, you know.
Going to park his car in Harvard Yard.
Yeah, I'm actually in a parking lot right now in my car talking to you guys. Anywho, the reason for my call is you guys are talking about troubled stores and you know malls not doing so great and things like that. And I can relate to that. I have a family member who had a retail store and a brick and mortar mall in Milpitas called the Great Mall, which was an old Ford factory many years ago, and they converted it into a mall to kind of compete with some of the bigger malls in the Bay Area.
Sure.
And well, his rent when he first started there was about $6,500 a month. And by the end of it, his rent had gone to almost $10,000 within 7 or 8 years.
Wow.
So how can you increase your revenue? How can you increase your prices and still produce a profit to pay your bills and live off of? And it became to a point where, okay, well, if I have this brick and mortar store, I might as well close it down. And that's what he did, is he actually is a reseller on places like Amazon and O.co and things like that, to where he can operate in a much larger facility with cheaper rent, where he doesn't have to have a retail storefront, and then he uses multiple shipping outlets to supply his product to his customers.
And you also don't have to have all that inventory on hand, right?
Well, that's absolutely correct, because then he then goes to his supplier, creates an order or a purchase order, if you will, and then you know, it subsequently goes down the line to manufacture at that point, and he doesn't have to sit on inventory. I'm in business for myself too. If I have inventory, well, then I have to track that quarterly or semi-annually, then there's tax on that we have to pay on that inventory, you know. So why do that and have brick and mortar and have all this overhead when we can have an online store such as Amazon? And myself and my wife also, for the first time this year, bought everything from Amazon. Let me tell you, it was the easiest thing in the world. I absolutely loved it. It was okay. A no-brainer for us.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you have them gift wrap things for you?
We absolutely did, yes. And yeah. Everything came in gift receipts.
Right. That makes it even easier.
See, Chris has done it for how many years? 10?
Oh, yeah, about 10.
Yeah, about 10. I mean, I'm a traditionalist, I guess. I like to get out and, you know, be exposed to every germ in the world and you know, go out in the malls. But I can tell they're dying, and I can tell that they're going to have to do something. Do you have any ideas on anything they can do to stay open?
Well, in my business, I'm in construction, and I sat on with a couple of engineering firms that helped put together the village in Meridian. It's an outside-the-box kind of formality, and I think that's why it's so successful, is because it's something that hasn't been done before. It's something that hasn't been seen before.
Up here.
And, pretty much anywhere. There's only four that I know of in America that kind of operate off that platform, and the nearest one from here is Gateway Plaza in Salt Lake. So when you have that kind of idea, and it's more interactive because of the ice skating, the outdoor activities, you know, the live entertainment, the fountains, if you will, when it's more interactive for that measure and more multi-use, it's different than just going in and buying a bunch of overpriced products in a mall where you can't see daylight. It's really just kind of a in-your-face retail front where there's no really interaction between either being social and or retail, for that matter, you know?
Yeah.
I think that's why it's done so well.
I hang out in Phoenix a lot, and there's outdoor malls like that in Phoenix.
Absolutely.
Obviously, no ice skating, but, you know, they have the fountains and the ponds and you know, all kinds of things. And it's a place to go on a Saturday afternoon, even if you don't buy anything.
My wife and I, we've gone to the village many times just to hang out. People watch, let the kids play in the playground, just expend some energy out, you know, grab a drink there at a local restaurant or something and just have a good time. And mainly it's just getting out. And then we say, oh, I like that. I think I'm going to go over there and buy something. It's kind of like the idea of I'm going to hang out. And, oh, by the way, I like that. I'm going to buy it, you know.
Yeah, and you're less frenzied than you are in an indoor mall.
Absolutely.
All right, good stuff, Chris. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, that was interesting.
Yeah, it was.
I think that Milpitas, that's in the Bay Area, right?
Right.
Yeah, I think my wife has shopped there.
Yeah, and what's the one down in Orange County? There's a great big
The South Coast Plaza. Yeah,
South Coast Mall. That's pretty cool,
yeah,
too.
That one's pretty, too.
All right, let's go to a Jim of Boise. Jim, good morning.
Morning. How's it going?
Good.
Yeah, I'd like to, you know, point out everything in perspective and how society goes. The internet is killing the malls, and before that, the malls killed downtown USA.
Mm-hmm. True.
And, you know, the nice
mom and pop stores have been killed by the malls.
The nice thing about the Native Americans or the Indians before we came here, at least when their societies changed, they didn't have concrete, you know.
Yeah, they could pick up and move.
They just picked up and move, and now we're just a bunch of concrete, so.
I got a motorhome.
Anyway, yeah, well, you know. Good. Well, you know, as
you got a regular home too.
As far as truckers go and roads and all this stuff, I don't know why they don't use more rail. You know.
Yeah, you know they do back east. I'm from the Midwest, from the Chicago area, and rail is big back there. And the further east you go, the bigger it is.
I mean, it would obviously save the roads and everything else. The trucking association wouldn't like it, but you know.
Yeah. True.
Anyway, well, take care and don't get too stuck or anything.
All right, good stuff. Thanks. All right.
That makes sense.
Oh, hang on here. I've got an instant message. And naturally, it just went away. Okay, here it is. David, this is about driving. It's not about malls. David of Boise says, I think anybody caught without snow tires or proper traction should be fined with no exceptions. They should not be on the road, period. You live in Idaho, folks. There are no excuses. Well, I think there is an excuse. We haven't had a winter this bad in a long time.
Yeah, exactly.
And, you know, I don't have snow tires on or chains or anything like
that.
Last
time I bought snow tires was when I lived in Moscow in 1965.
Yeah.
I have a four-wheel drive, though. But and I have tires with traction because, I mean, they have tread on them. KBOI News Time, 9:15. You're listening to Idaho Talks Live.
This is Idaho Talks Live, today at 3. Listen to Nate on 670 KBOI.
Nate who? Oh, Shellman. Nate Shellman. He owes me a pizza. Is he ever going to pay that off, that pizza I won in the World Series?
I'll remind him of that today.
Thank you.
Now, do you want Chicago-style pizza?
Absolutely.
Okay.
You know what?
I assume.
I don't care. You can buy me... I love cheap pizza. Who is it? Domino's has a $5. I love those things.
Well, they are good. Yeah. I like a good discount pizza.
And I realize that...
And every other kind.
Yeah. What's the name of the really good place?
You mean like Flying Pie or something?
Yeah.
Or,
okay, that's one. Yeah. And their crust is so good and their pizzas. I love them too.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll eat a $5 pizza.
Right. I will.
And enjoy it.
I will eat a microwave pizza that I got from the grocery outlet just as easily.
Exactly. Yeah. All right, KBOI rewards code. Forgot. Closings. 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 Go to 670. I'm sorry. Mad when I said it.
We have store closings.
Go to KBOI.com. Enter closings. Earn today's 5,000 rewards.
Store closings nationwide and school closings today and yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Did they ever close Canyon County?
I don't know.
I never saw Canyon County.
I never saw. I never saw Caldwell listed.
That's what I'm talking about.
They closed.
I'm sorry, Caldwell.
Yeah, well, they closed Nampa. That was on there, and Middleton was on there. But yeah, I never saw Caldwell either. But I'm sure they did at some point.
Yeah, they just don't.
Well, College of Idaho was closed, so I'm guessing the Caldwell schools were too.
Yeah. All right, we got a couple of minutes before the bottom of the hour. How can they save the big box stores, or can they, or should they, or do you give a damn?
I don't know. I kind of liked what our caller Chris said earlier, that he enjoys going out to the Village at Meridian.
Mm-hmm.
And all I said was, I think malls can be saved, but you do have to make them at least as interesting as the Village at Meridian. You know, you've got to maybe do something different that you know, you remember when like Karcher was open over in Nampa. But
I remember
there
when
really
that was
wasn't
a vibrant thing.
Yeah. But there really wasn't a big regional mall in Boise. And so people from here and people from Twin Falls and various places, when we would go on vacation, one of the first things we'd do is go to a mall.
Yeah, that's true.
And then you'd go to all those stores that malls had that you didn't have in your town yet.
Well, I was talking this over with Tam, my wife, and when Natalie was in high school,
mm-hmm.
the thing on a Saturday for high school girls, get about half a dozen of them, pile into a car, go to the mall, stay there all day.
Hang out.
Eat at the food court, hang out all day long. And as I was going to the mall the other day, I go in there to walk because it's so damn
cold,
obnoxious
outside.
Exactly. You can't walk without killing yourself. There are no or very few young people there. There's not nearly as many young people as there was. And was there or was there not a period of time when the people who operate the malls more or less discouraged kids from coming out there and hanging out because they bothered the adults?
That may be the case, but there are always stores.
That may have been a really bad move.
There are always stores at malls like your Musicland and Sam Goody's and that used to be there.
Yeah. Name something that's there now.
I have no idea. I never go anymore. But the Gap is one.
Sure.
And then there were other what's that one? Hot Topic. Okay. And these are aimed at teenagers.
Right.
So there are stores at the mall that want teenagers to be at the mall.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I do understand that. I mean, roving gangs of teenagers is a little different than, you know, one or two shopping.
But I must admit, now, I haven't been to the mall like on a Friday night, which is teenage night at the mall.
Yeah.
Or used to be. And I don't know if it is or not. But my daughter, I know, doesn't really
just go
to the
out
mall
anymore?
Like she used to. She was here for 10 days, 11 days over Christmas. She went to the mall with us once.
She's 24 now.
She's 24, just turned 24, and I think that was the only time she went. Mm. Well, part of it was that we were snowed in, but I think that's the only time she went to the mall. So, I don't know.
Well, I can still see, like, for instance, I know it was the Christmas season, but a friend of mine that lives in Minneapolis was posting pictures of people at the Mall of America, and it was
packed. Which is massive, yeah.
Yeah, it's massive. And
well,
it was
our
packed,
mall was packed at Christmas.
And the one up in Edmonton, it was packed too.
Sure. Yeah,
but those are huge.
Yeah. Yeah, but
it's kind of a spectacle. It's like, you know, people who go to Wrigley Field who don't care about baseball, they just want to see something that people like.
Yeah, and I'm of the age and whatever that I think if the malls all closed, I would feel really bad because they've been kind of part of my existence, I guess, because I love to go to malls.
Yeah,
and when we go to Phoenix, we go to those big, beautiful malls, but... But they're different now. The
beautiful malls.
Yeah, they are changing. They are changing more to places like the Village, places with nice restaurants, entertainment,
you know, and
all that kind of stuff.
There's nothing wrong with them. It's just that people are like, well, I've been there and done that. Let's see what else is new.
Yeah, and they're all the same too. And you go, you know, what do you call it? Generica.
Yeah, Generica, right?
KBOI News Time 9:26.
Remember, you are listening to Paul, Jay, and Chris on 670 KBOI.
All right, we are back. Idaho Talks Live, retail edition. David Allen, who's
sitting right here,
running the board for us this morning, producing for us.
Yeah, Todd couldn't get it out of his driveway, I guess.
Said couldn't get out of his own way. Said that one of the reasons he thought maybe young people didn't go to the malls, and he makes a good point, is that gaming.
Arcades.
Arcades. You know, arcades used to be a big draw for young guys.
But now...
And the girls would hang around outside and watch the guys go and come out and all that stuff. And now girls play games and guys play games...
However...
At home.
Yeah. Or, you know, on their phones or whatever. I mean, if you are a game player... Chances are the last place you want to go is an arcade because they don't even have the newest games. The newest games are online or something. You know?
Yeah, they are online. And so, I don't know. Maybe that has something to do with it. There are all of these little things, but they all kind of go back to electronics, ordering stuff online.
Right. And of course, you know, when we used to buy CDs or before that cassette tapes and records, you'd go to Musicland or you'd go to Sam Goody or whatever the record stores were called. And
now you download them.
Yeah, now you just, get them instantly.
Either that or you listen to Pandora.
Right, or have
some service.
Like, pay $5.99 a month and listen to whatever you want.
Yeah, exactly.
This will tell you how old I am. I worked at Musicland in the mall. And, of course, I worked when we just sold records. And then transitioned into CDs, and it was just a classical.
Albuquerque. Yeah.
But also sold a lot of videos.
Yeah.
Well, now with Netflix and everything, you don't have to.
No videos.
Oh, right. And what was the Sunshine or whatever it was called?
Suncoast.
Suncoast. Suncoast. Right. Suncoast Video.
Yeah. So I worked at Musicland, and my brother worked at Suncoast. But you could buy records, CDs, and DVDs.
And the store was always full.
And it was always packed with people.
Yeah.
And you could buy videotapes.
Yeah.
And you bought Walkmans. Again, it shows my age that you could come in and buy Walkmans and portable stereos. Now you get all that on your phone. You don't have a Walkman.
No, I'll tell you this is how frequently I go shopping. Are there pet stores anymore?
No.
No.
Okay.
No.
Because I used to just go and pet the puppies.
Yeah, it was fun to go. I don't know how you buy
see
a puppy
Chihuahua
now.
And
cover
it's
yourself.
$900. You figured out with all the payments and stuff, it was $900.
Exactly. Yeah.
For a $70 dog, but you didn't have to pay anything down. So. The pet stores have been gone for a long time.
Okay.
They had a lot of problems.
But it was just fun to go there and cover yourself in puppies.
Well, yeah. And my daughter, that's the number one place, was going in there. And another thing we were talking about was Costco.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's
as
a different,
far as
it's a different
stuff.
A different kind of shopping.
And I think Costco might be in that other category, you know, closing the big box stores, the appliance stores. Like, we subscribe to Consumer Reports at my house, and they send out a handbook at the end of every year, and you look at best stores to buy big appliances,
right.
Best stores to buy small appliances, mm-hmm. Best stores to buy this, best. Costco is like two or three in every list.
Wow.
Every list. And I know you have to pay $35 a year. You save $35 in the first thing you buy.
You pay 35?
I don't know what I pay.
I'd be like 110 or something.
I don't know what I pay.
Okay. Well, you know, yeah. I don't either.
But you can buy a membership for $35.
Oh, okay.
That's all I know.
Yeah.
Yeah, because we have one of those. I don't know what. I pay more than 35, I'm sure. But anyway, they contribute to Sears, which sells appliances.
Right.
Kmart, which sells appliances.
Okay, I think about that.
Walmart, which sells appliances.
We got, sometime back, we needed a new washer and dryer. And we got them at Costco.
Where'd you get your last vacuum cleaner?
Costco. We needed a new refrigerator. We got it at Costco.
Where'd you get your last microwave? Costco.
Yeah.
Everything you buy, you get at Costco.
Well,
and if you don't, you go there and see
some
you've
of us.
Got hosts.
Some of us. You know, people who don't even have a membership and don't go there. I mean, there are a lot of those. But have you ever been to Costco ever when it wasn't completely filled with people?
No.
Like
Wednesday afternoon? Is that when
maybe 1 minute after it opens, like at 10 o'clock in the morning, you get there. But it's always full of people. First in line for a hot dog.
But the only kids that are there, and once again, it's because of the $35 membership, all the kids that are there are with mom and dad.
Yeah, good point.
So, and mom and dad go there because gasoline is 25 cents a gallon cheaper than it is anywhere else.
Well, that's true, and that's where we fill up most of the time.
Yeah, and so it's kind of a deal. It's kind of a place where people your age and my age go.
Yeah, well, good point.
I mean, we go to hang out.
Yeah, and I do.
You see everybody at Costco.
I do. If I go to the mall, I don't run into people I know. If I go to Costco, I do.
Yeah.
Almost every time.
Yeah.
Jeff Parma wrote in to say Amazon is cheaper than buying at the mall. If malls have to...
That's one of the complaints about the mall is how expensive.
Yeah, if malls have to have a skating rink, carnival rides, and other attractions, then things at the mall will cost more. Malls are going to have to go the way of Costco to compete. So he mentioned Costco, too. But he also mentioned, like, the first mall I ever went to that had a skating rink was Clackamas Town Center over near Portland.
The Lloyd Center in Portland was one of the first malls I ever went to.
But
in the 60s, they had skating rinks.
The Clackamas Town Center, that's where Tonya Harding used to go practice.
Yeah. Yeah. But we used to go to the Lloyd Center, and I'd grip around trying to ice skate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bill Aboisi says, I think the malls could be saved, but not for retail, but rather a meeting and greeting place that people can use their smartphones to order stuff off Amazon. I don't know that that's absolutely necessary. These are the times we are living in. It makes no sense to me, but what can I do? The damage is done, and this is the path we are heading down.
I think the damage is done. It could be.
Yeah. And Bill says retail will be abolished. They can't compete. Now, there is still something to be said for handling something before you purchase it.
However, I can't try it on or pick it up.
People have found out over time that it is so easy to return something, that you bought on the internet now that it's almost easier than a store too.
I never buy anything.
They'll even send you a box to put it in.
I never buy anything online, mm-hmm. but I do more and more stuff online. All my travels online, I reserve hotels online, plan vacations. Well, I do all that stuff.
Now, I told you the story about how I wasn't sure if I was going to get to work this morning because yesterday we got stuck in the middle of our street. And so I thought, and the four-wheel drive's out of commission, so we were in a Ford Focus. And, I thought, well, I just hope we get out of our neighborhood because after that the roads are okay. But in our neighborhood, the snow is still pretty thick. So I texted David last night, and I said, well, what do you think I should do? Should I,
David said, go there now.
Exactly.
And wait.
Well, that's what I thought about. Should I strap on some snowshoes?
Sleeping bag.
Yeah, should I put on some skis or something and head downtown right now? And it was like 7 o'clock in the evening. But what I did was I got the Uber app.
Now, I've never used Uber before.
See, I don't trust those guys.
And I haven't even been in a taxi cab in years. But I got on and I downloaded that and I thought, well, you know, maybe somebody will come get me in the middle of the night. And sure enough, now I didn't have to use the Uber app, but I started looking around and there were people like three blocks away from me at 3:30 in the morning who could have picked me up.
You haven't used a cab in years?
No.
You haven't been to a city then?
Well, no, I haven't been to an airport in a while.
Yeah, or a
well, and every time I go to
city of any where yeah, you don't want to rent cars.
The last several times we've flown anywhere, we've just gone to D.C. and you know Debbie's folks pick us up.
Yeah. Yeah. Hawaii, man, Cabot. Don't pay to park. Don't pay $30-$40 a night to park a car.
Well, yeah,
that costs you $26 a day.
And
to
on
rent.
And on Oahu, I mean, you can hop on the bus and go anywhere.
Yeah, hop on the bus or take a cab in from the airport. Or walk, because it's not that big. KBOI News Time, 9:45. All right, Idaho Talks Live back in session, talking about the demise of stores, traditional department stores, your Sears, your Macy's, Aeropostale, a lot of different stores that are closing.
Abercrombie and Fitch.
Abercrombie and Fitch, no, they're closing
they're not,
too.
Oh, they are?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not here, but around the country.
Hollister?
I don't know.
I've never set foot in any of these places. I'm just aware they exist.
Yeah. A couple of economics professors at the University of California's Booth School of Business looked at major changes in the U.S. retail sector in the past 20 years. And here's what they found. They found that contrary to conventional wisdom, the rise of online retailers has not brought about the demise of bricks and mortar shopping. As a point of comparison, and we've talked about this, the study found that between 2000 and 2013, Costco's sales grew by $50 billion, Amazon sales grew by $38 billion. We found that a certain kind of big box stores, super centers and warehouse stores, they've been doing great and they're still doing great. That's your Walmart Supercenters, your Meijer, Costco, Sam's Club, explains Syverson, one of the professors. If you get to specific other stores that sell specific goods, like sporting goods, office equipment, et cetera, then it's a mixed bag. I noticed that one of the Office Depot on Broadway is closed.
Mm.
So. That's another victim.
Well, there were at one point there were a lot of office stores.
Yeah.
You know, the Office Max, Office Depot.
I can get all that stuff where?
Staples.
Oh, at Costco. According to research, sales at warehouse stores and supercenters grew 10 times from $40 billion to $420 billion from 92 to 2013. Over the same period, sales and equipment at department stores shrunk. A recent study by real estate firm Green Street Advisors found that Sears and JCPenney's would both need to close at least 300 stores in order to get back to sales per square foot that they had 10 years ago. And they're doing that now. We're seeing them do that. The question of why e-commerce is cut into sales of certain kind of stores and not others has to do with one thing, convenience. There will always be consumers that will never buy items online, present, and there will always be items that consumers want to see in person. Among the latter appears to be food.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I'm not going to buy cottage cheese online.
Yeah, but you know what it tastes like, it looks like, it feels like.
I do.
I see. I'd probably be more prone to buy cottage cheese online than a shirt.
The only rule I have when buying cottage cheese is that I want an expiration date that's far off in the future.
Yeah.
There used to be a store in a neighborhood where I lived in Boise. I won't mention the name, but you could go there into the dairy section, and everything they had would either be expiring today or tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
And I never could figure out how they could, but again, you know, convenience, I guess.
Yeah.
Right there in your neighborhood. Because yeah. I think a lot of people, when it comes to grocery shopping, maybe more so in the past than now, but people just shop closest to their house.
Oh, not me.
Oh, I know you don't, but
yeah,
some people.
I judge a grocery store by its meat department.
Yeah.
I know that may be wrong, but there are a couple of stores with with cheaper prices, et cetera, and their meat looks like crap. And, it, you know, and their produce is the same.
Yeah.
Meat and produce, big for me.
Okay, Francis, a council, says, how weird is this? We have our usual 3 feet of snow.
Yep.
But many storms hit Boise. We had no snow from last night. It's sunny today. 10 degrees this morning. I don't think everyone in Boise should have snow tires. They are very expensive. Happy winter to you all, and drive carefully.
Yeah, and you put snow tires on for 3 weeks.
Gary of Emmett says, brilliance is taking advantage of the environment and circumstance. In other words, making lemonade out of life's lemons. Likely there will always be supermarkets for food. Fred Meyer has added impulse shopping to food and created the new mall. Got your lettuce and spend some time on that flat screen television. Or spend some on that flat screen television.
You know, and most grocery stores now have like Starbucks in them. And a lot of them have banks in them. And you don't, you know. So there are other services, if you will, that they used to have to go to 2 or 3 different places. Now you can just go to the grocery store, go to the bank, get some coffee, et cetera, et cetera. And like he said at Fred Meyer, buy some clothes.
Good point.
Got to do that. That'll do it for today. Open Phones Friday coming up tomorrow right here on News Talk 670 KBOI. Drive safely. If you don't have to get out today, put your bunny slippers on, lay on the couch. See you tomorrow.